There seems to be a broad support for a standalone podcast discussion, uninterrupted, with Jeremy Veery. Really appreciate his time. But want to thank Michelle Olsen for holding on the line. Michelle is the mother of Matthew Olsen, who went missing 24 years ago in 1997. He was only 9 years old. And for the first time since then, the family has, in their own words, decided to share the pain, the suffering, the courage, and even the hope that he may still be found in a book. It's called The Matthew Olsen Story Without a Trace. The book is co-written with Michelle Olsen, her daughter Melanie, her husband Michael, and her sons Justin and Jason. Michelle Olsen joins me now on the line. Michelle, thank you so much. Really appreciate your patience. I hope you are well. Your family's decision, this reason to pen your thoughts, and more important, and what I get out of the book is still your hope that Matthew would still be found and be reunited with you and his family.
Hi, good morning. Yes, not so much, you know, reuniting, because, you know, if I look at his age today, he could be, if he's still alive, he could be his own person somewhere, and have his own rights. The reason for the book is actually to make people aware of that a missing child is not just a missing child on a poster. A lot of lives are affected. A lot of things are going through your mind, your life, while that person is missing. So that is just like awareness, you know, for people what you hear outside is not really what is happening really with the people inside. So I just felt I needed to let the world know that this is behind the scenes. This is what we are going through. And the more, I started not to like media because of when they come and interview, Jews are opening this big, sad wound over happened on that day. And when you leave, we have to pull yourself back again. Like, okay, you need to go on. And people write something in the media, but it's not your words. The next person reads that word and says, how can she say that? Can that be true? Why is that? So for this book, it's my words, it's our life, and nobody can cut out anything.
No one can edit you.
No one can edit what they decide they want to view, what they decide they want to put out. And for that reason, I decided to write this book. And I asked my family their support, because they are adults. They have their own rights. And I said to them, you know, there was a saying, put pen to paper. And I never realized what pen to paper meant until I started writing this book. And it is a great relief.
Michelle, you speak of this possibility of Matthew being alive and being his own person. Have you and the family conducted any form of closure? I know you spoke about media reopening wounds on a regular basis. You've now written a book. Would you say that this book is now closure for you on this chapter, or is there still this hope for you?
I can't say that it is really closure, because, you know, I didn't find a body yet. I didn't get a phone call to say that my child say, listen, I'm here and I want you to leave me alone. I have a new life. I didn't get anything like that, so I don't have closure. I will never have closure into that, you know, into this case. Because there's still a possibility, there's still a part of me out there somewhere. And as a woman, as a mother, you can have 99 children. Mm. But when you lose the one, nothing can replace it. No other children or nothing else can replace that emptiness inside of you.
Michelle, there may not be closure for you ever as a mother and as a parent. Is there legal closure on the case of Matthew? Has there been a legal pronouncement that 24 years later, Matthew is legally declared dead, not to return? What's the legal standing on this?
Legal standing is still missing. There is nothing. There is no paper. There is no evidence. There is no nothing that he is dead. And I need to go on with my life, or he's alive somewhere, and and he doesn't want to reconcile with his family. There is nothing legally to that. Now, for that reason, when I'm asked to do an interview, I feel reluctant. I need to speak about it because just now I'm going to come on and they're going to ask, why does this parent don't want to talk when this child is missing? It can also say, this is South Africa. They judge you by your words, they judge you by your actions. But for me, the 24th of March, 1997, is still the same day today where he disappeared. And that I cannot change until there is a death certificate or there is anything saying that this child is no longer here.
Would you ever consider, at your point, legally going through that route of declaring him dead? Because you could approach the courts to declare him dead. Would you ever do that?
No, I would never. I would never consider doing that. Without any evidence, I would never consider that. I don't think that can be normal. Not for me. He cannot be normal. He's still on our medical aid. He's still on our life insurance. He is still on everything. My other children are, his name is, it is still alive as to the day when he disappeared.
What's it been like for your husband, Michael, as well as your daughter and your sons, to also pen these words? To a boy, and also to a brother that I'm sure your younger sons may not even all that remember. How was it? What was the experience like for them?
Well, they have to speak on their own today. They are adults now, and I cannot speak on behalf of them. And their decision is not my decision. How they choose to live, how they choose to feel about Matthew, it is their choice. But as for me, I will never sign a legal document to say that my child is not alive anymore. I can't. Never be able to do that.
With the number of missing children in South Africa, I know that each family deals with their specific case and deals with their own emotions on their merit. What would be your advice to a family that is looking for a child who has a missing loved one? What would your message be to them?
Well, each one of us have got our own views. But when it comes to me, the child is my child, like it's your child. Nobody can tell you the child will never come back. Nobody can tell you to sign a death certificate and just cut the child out of your life. Because that is basically what you're asking me, is to like forget that I gave birth to the child. Forget that I saw the child grow up. Forget that I took him to church, I took him to school. That is basically what the death certificate say. I didn't get a body. So for people out there, there is someone that know what happened to your child.
There's a message here from Michelle, and it says, I salute you, Michelle. I can hear you love your child in your voice, and I just love you for that. Michelle Olsen, thank you so much.